Hashem tells Avraham, Lech lecha me'artzecha. Go for yourself out of your land. Umi me'ladtecha, and the place you were born. Umi beis avicha, and your father's house. El ha'aretz asher areka, to the land that I shall show you. Now, this is an interesting teaching. It's an interesting conversation, or an interesting directive, which happens between Hashem and Avraham over 3,000 years ago. But how is it relevant to us today? How does it play out in our lives today? How does it play out in our lives now? Or does it even play out in our lives at all? How often do we hear Hashem telling us something? How often do we hear Hashem commanding something to us? And isn't Avraham much higher than us? Isn't Avraham very beyond, removed from us in time, place, and in his level of tzidkus, and his level of holiness, saintliness, and consciousness? So the Rebbe, in a sikha from the year Tovshin Yudalid, from the year 1954, which is the first sikha on the Kotei Sechas Chelek Aleph, explains that Lech lecha mi'artzecha umbeis avicha, el oretz sharireka, is a message, is a divine directive to every soul, in every time, in every place. It is always relevant here and now. And let's see how that is. So the Rebbe says that Lech lecha mi'artzecha is a command from Hashem to every soul. And we're meant to hear it, we're meant to derive it from the Torah, but we're also meant to hear this command internally. And it's a command to every soul in two ways, in two directions. The Rebbe says it's a command from above to below, and from below to above. The Rebbe notes that in Pirkei Avos it says, Al korchoch atochai, against your will do you live. And this means that the neshama, that the soul, that the consciousness, that the mind, far transcends the pettiness, the pain, the pleasures of this physical world. The neshama is bounded, the neshama is trapped within the body. So a pure neshama, a pure consciousness, a pure mind, would never, in its right mind, ever enter a body. So Hashem tells the consciousness to emerge from its place of simplicity, to become articulated, to become defined, to become a fully formed consciousness, to become a consciousness which is not just pure consciousness, but rather a consciousness which has a desire, it has a will, and it expresses the divine will. A consciousness which has intellectual properties, emotional properties, instinctive properties, and finally active properties, can finally express itself in terms of thought, speech, and action. And ideally, this consciousness should be expressing all of these different facets, all of these different modes in a divine way. But we know that when this consciousness enters the world, it's not necessarily the case that it will do so. But nonetheless, Hashem tells the consciousness to emerge and then to become embodied. And in short, that's the message of Lech lecha me'artzecha umimiladtecha umibesavicha ela oretz asherareka. So we're not going to unpack the Kabbalistic symbolism that the Rebbe uses to derive this evolution, this emergence of consciousness from the pasuk with. You can listen to the whole shiur if you'd like to understand that. But let's move to the second part of the sikha, which is perhaps a little bit more actionable. So the Rebbe says, just as the neshama needs to evolve, needs to emerge, needs to go on a journey, a lech lecha, from above to below, from its place of pure consciousness to a place of embodiment, so too the neshama needs to emerge from a place of embodiment to a place of transcending being stuck, transcending being imprisoned in the body, to be in the body, but not of the body. To be in the body, but to use the body as a tool, not for its entire reality, just to be the body and its will. And the Rebbe analyzes the pasuk now as follows. Lech lecha me'artzecha. Hashem tells every neshama, Hashem tells every embodied soul, go out from your eretz. The Medrash in Bereishit Rabbah tells us that eretz is milshoin rotza. It shares letters, it shares a sound with the word will. So the Rebbe is analyzing following that artzacha means will. Hashem tells the soul, emerge from your will. Emerge from the will of your evil inclination. Transcend just being a smart animal. Cows like to eat, cows like to sleep, cows like to play. Transcend being a person who just wants to eat, sleep, and play, albeit in a very sophisticated way or in a more intellectual way. Mimei latecha, says the Rebbe, means transcend your nature. Transcend your natural worldly emotions. Transcend your natural worldly assumptions. Don't necessarily accept what people tell you. Don't necessarily accept the assumptions that you come with. Don't necessarily accept what they say on the radio or in the newspaper. Critically analyze things, question things, and try to rise above. Don't just accept because that's what you're told. Leave meiladtecha, leave the place that you were born. Don't be defined by where you were born. And finally, mi beis avicha, from your father's house, the Rebbe says here, that means that we're meant to transcend any poor education that we received and any bad habits. Basically, the Rebbe seems to be saying that meiladtecha is nature and beis avicha is nurture, transcend your nature and your nurture, but it's a little bit more layered and nuanced than that because the Rebbe is translating meiladtecha as both your natural instincts and your hanachas and your axioms and your assumptions, which are things which derive from the outside world. And he understands beis avicha as your education, your habits, and your education, your habits are generally defined by the way you were nurtured, although your habits could be a little bit more complex. They might also derive from your nature. But the point is that the Rebbe is saying we need to transcend all these things. We can't be controlled by them. We can't be limited by them. That's the call. That's the task that Hashem tells every neshama. And what should you do on this journey? So first, you're meant to go El Haaretz Asher Yireka, to the land I shall show you. And here the Rebbe gives us something of a classical idea. The land that I show you, the land that Hashem shows us, as the Rebbe, is the shul or the Beis Medrash, the house of davening, the house of contemplation, and the house of study. Because in those places, when a person is actually engaged, when a person is connecting in the realm of study or the realm of contemplation, a person's divine soul, a person's higher will, a person's higher self is usually manifest. A person is being more serious, and a person is connecting to a higher level of being. But says the Rebbe, you can't stop there. You can't stop in a place of mere immersion within the world of the nefesh and lekis, because that's not the end of the journey, and that is not ultimately what Hashem sent us this world for. But rather, we also need to transcend the nefesh and lekis. So what does that mean? So the Rebbe now analyzes the pasuk as follows. Lech lecha mi'artzecha, transcend the desires of Nefesh HaLikis. Nefesh HaLikis wants to learn and daven all day. Perhaps that's not your calling at this moment. The Nefesh HaLikis, your divine consciousness, wants to be engaged in divine ideas all day. Perhaps that's not what you're meant to be doing right now. And the Nefesh HaLikis wants to be involved in davening all day, in divine contemplation all day. Perhaps that's not what's meant to be doing either. But rather, El Haaretz Asher Areka. You need to go to the land I shall show you. A person needs to transcend both the desires of Nefesh HaLikis, Nefesh HaBahamas. Nefesh HaLikis, Nefesh HaBahamas derive from a dualistic perspective, a perspective on reality in which there are two realities. There's the holy and there's the mundane. There's the good and the evil. And the Alter Rebbe, the Rebbe, call us to transcend, to go beyond good and evil. Of course, doesn't mean to throw away morality. But rather, it means that sometimes, meaning first of all, we certainly don't want to be controlled by our animal self. We certainly don't want to be the sophisticated cow whose whole life is lived in order to eat, sleep, and play. But humans do that in a more complex way than cows do. We certainly don't want to be there. But we also don't want to be chained just to engaging in religious behavior because that's what we do. That's what Nefesh HaLikis wants. But rather, we need to understand what does this moment call for. Some days and some seasons of life, we are in fact meant to be totally immersed within the realm of religious study and practice. But in other times, we're actually meant to go out into the world and we're meant to engage the world and engage the world within many different modes. Of course, always illuminated by the Torah. Of course, always illuminated by our davening. But life is not necessarily always meant to be lived in the Beis Medrash. And the Rebbe says that this Aretz Asher Yireka means that we're meant to channel the consciousness of Atzmus. The Rebbe calls this Pnimius Abba, the interiority of the Father, which Chassidus, based on the Tzchaim, tells us that Pnimius Abba is Pnimius Atik, that the interiority of the Father means the interiority of the subconscious, that through this avoda, through this spiritual labor of working hard on oneself to transcend their natural desires, to transcend the will of the Nefesh HaBahamas, to transcend the Nefesh HaBahamas's nature and nurture, and then ultimately to transcend the will of the Nefesh HaLikis, and to not be controlled by the desires of the Nefesh HaLikis, through that work, a person ultimately reaches a place of non-duality. They become a channel for divine consciousness. They become a channel for the divine will, for whatever it is that Hashem wants. Because unlike Noach, who engaged in very limited outreach to his generation, Avraham was a person who engaged in outreach. Avraham was a person who engaged in the world, and he did that through the flow of divine intuition he was able to receive by transcending either slavishly following the desires of Nefesh HaLikis or slavishly following the desires of Nefesh HaBahamas. And that is why, no matter what trials were thrown in Avram's way, Avram was able to overcome the Asar Nesenis. He was able to overcome the 10 trials that Hashem threw at him. And that is also why Avram merits eternity as being the father of the Jewish people. So the lesson for us is that we should listen to that inner voice which is telling us, Lech Lecha Mi'aretzcha Umi'Beis Avicha. And we should engage in the work of Lech Lecha Mi'aretzcha Umi'Beis Avicha. And why should we do that? Because that is our soul's mission. That is what our embodied soul's mission is. That is our mission in this world. But when you engage in this Avaida, it also comes with the very nice fringe benefits of, first, that you're able to overcome whatever challenges come your way, that you're able to understand what it is that Hashem wants of you in any given situation, and ultimately you inherit eternity and bequeath that to your children and those who follow your path.